Unscripted, unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
Again, right, it's Illumination time. I'm Bob, your host, with a great intro there with my dad Dave.
Howdy.
And cousin Pauline.
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, hello. I've had a couple of drunk hangover episodes, so I thought I'd up the ante. You
cool.
know, where are you going, Dave? Where's he going? Readjust your sets, everyone. How are we? You alright, Dave?
Oh, yep.
Pauline?
Yeah, good. Thank
you. I wanted to start off a little bit differently. I've gone to the heights of the loud voice I did when we first came on. It was 1 minute ago. You probably remember it. I wanted to go mention something that's happened recently. I just wanted to mention Sean Locke.
Oh.
Yeah. 58 he was. And so funny. So funny. I mean, obviously, tributes and that are pouring in. And I saw a video today of Bill Bailey being interviewed, and he literally welled up, and he couldn't, you know, he's known him for like 30 years. For anyone who don't know, Sean Locke is a UK comedian and
stand-up man, isn't he?
Stand-up
quiz show thing.
Yeah, panel shows, and yeah. But mainly 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. But I was, a lot of videos on Facebook, and I just thought I had to mention it, because he was just really funny. There was a point where he was on 8 out of 10 Cats, and he did look unwell. But it was never in any of the tabloids, any of the news. But we've mentioned him before, and I just wanted to play a little. It's a very short little tribute to him. So I hope you enjoy this. I haven't got permission to play this, but I'm going to play it anyway because the guy was funny.
He's a
comedy legend. So I just wanted to do a little bit of a tribute to Sean Locke.
If we were to look up Sean Locke in the dictionary, what would we find? What would be the definition of Sean Locke?
If you looked me up in the dictionary, you'd get a four-letter word. It's got a C in it, a U in it, and a T in it. And that word is, of course, cute. But really, I don't think a dictionary has got enough words in it to describe me. You know, I think I'm such an amazing, complicated, I'm more like a sensation, an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way to describe me is with a fragrance. You smell it, you go, that's Sean Locke. You smell it. It'd be like hot tarmac and a vet's flannel.
What's the secret to your happiness?
Simple things. A bluebell, the first bluebell of spring. Coming home to a full mousetrap. Oh.
Do you ever show your sensitive side?
Yeah. I've shown it twice. Once to my wife, and another time I slowed down for a horse.
And there you go. Little tribute to Sean Locke, who just cracked me up. He never knew what he's going to say.
No,
I think the funniest thing when him and Bob Mort were on the same team on Countdown. I mean, them two are so random; it's unbelievable. But yeah, I was genuinely saddened by that news. So I felt like I had just had to put a little bit of a tribute out to him, and and a big
I'm
loss.
Glad you did.
Thank you for the laughs, Sean Locke. I suppose we should do the draw.
Well, we better. That's why we're here.
That is why we're here. Who wants to go first?
I went somewhere today.
Oh, where'd you go, Dave?
Went to the dentist.
About 2:30.
No, 11:30 actually.
Oh, okay.
It was my hygienist.
How is he?
She.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Dentists don't hurt anymore, do they, like they used to back in the day when I was a kid? God, blimey. Used to be just the drill was like just a belt.
Like a sander. It was made by Black & Decker. And
the needles used to go right down through your...
Too far.
Yeah, right up your nose and stuff. Now you don't even feel them go in now. It's brilliant. Well, not that I've had any treatment for quite a while, but prevention's better than cure. That's why you go to the hygienist.
I have not been to the dentist in over about 15 years.
You're joking.
That's shocking.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I just unless it hurts, I don't bother.
Last time I went, oh, mine was just before COVID though, and then I had an appointment.
What is it? Your ex-boyfriend? go on, carry on. Yeah, we all know COVID is a disease that you can get.
Yeah, so yeah, but and I've not been yet, but I'm due to go. But I don't leave it 15 years.
It doesn't hurt, so why?
Yeah, but one day it will.
And then I'll go. What?
I don't see why you'd leave it to the point where you're in pain.
Yeah, when you go, and you might have something really serious wrong, and you could have prevented it 10 years before.
But think about the money I saved.
They are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, just about. Yeah, 15 years.
Now.
15 years of not paying the dentist. You're a dentist.
Oh, we're the idiots.
Yes, you are. Your dentist used to have a personalised number plate, Dave, didn't he?
My old dentist.
You always used to go on about this. You know, I'm paying for that. I've paid for his personalised number plate. What was it?
It was Tooth One.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like something from Thunderbirds, isn't it?
We suspected he was ripping us off. It was when we was on Thamesmead, and I don't know if I told this story already, but I'll tell it anyway. We went to this dentist, and he used to say, oh, yeah, that there, yeah, you need a fill in there. And I'm thinking, well, there's nothing wrong, like, you know.
Got a mouthful of fillings that you never know.
We put up with this for a little while, and they thought we've had enough, so we ain't going there no more. So we decided to go to another dentist, the other side of Thamesmead. So we booked up, made appointments for me, wifey, and you three kids to go and join this new dentist. Now we get in there, waiting in the waiting room, like you do, and then who walks in? Our old dentist. He owns that one as well.
Oh, no.
I just got up, walked out, left them. Yeah, I did. I just got up, walked out.
And Dave, you never thought you'd see him again, but listen to this voice.
Yeah, but he was. We left him eventually. I'm sure he was ripping us off.
He was like the mafia. You can never leave. It's like the firm.
The dentist after that, the one in Lee, he used to just tell jokes and stuff. You know, you'd be mad about Man United. We used to talk about football all the time.
Hey, when they talk to you, you just can't.
Because you can't say anything, can you?
Yeah.
I remember once I took wifey there and I was listening to a really good radio show, and I said to her, she goes, you coming in? I said, no, I want to listen at the end of this. So she went in, and I'm listening to this radio show, a good debate about something or other. And about 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the window, and he's there with all his gear on. Are you coming in?
We'll do it here. He whacks his car seat back. And
he's all his stuff on, you know.
How weird.
Yeah. So I said, oh, no, I'm listening to this, Colin. And then we
joined. A big drill in his hands.
Your mum recommended this one. It's the one she used to go to.
Oh, I went there for a little while. Yeah.
They are really good, but it is expensive.
Yeah, really expensive. Aren't
But
I like my dentist now. She's lovely. She really looks after me because she knows how much I hate it. She treats me like a baby.
Have you got a fear of the dentist, or
I used to not know.
No,
more,
not proper fear.
But I used to. Yeah, I used to hate the dentist.
No. Oh. I liked it. Going.
You like it that much, you leave it 15 years.
Yeah, no, but a lot of people put, like, I know dentists, they go in your mouth and that, but even doctors and stuff. I mean, I love it. I go in and go, this hurts, that hurts, this, like, have a look at that. What's that growing there?
With the doctor, I've got a massive, massive worry of the doctor. And they've got it in my notes on the computer. It's called, I think it's white coat syndrome, because when they take my blood pressure... It's so stupid. My blood pressure goes through the roof. just when they get the machine out, I don't know what it is, I start getting panicky, the heart's going and my blood pressure goes through the roof. So they know that, just talk to me, chat to me, and then at the end...
Absolutely.
So in the end...
Just butter her up, tell her she's lovely.
No, one time my blood pressure was so high and I kept saying, it's not, it's just because, you know, of this white coat.
Pauline, this looks like you're actually dead. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I had to go and buy my own machine and then do it at home
every
chill
day,
out, and then take it down there and show them what my results were, and they were fine.
I've never heard of that
before. Yeah, they told me it's quite common.
That the thing they put on you, though, it gets to that point where it's just too much, isn't it? Just that point, and it goes, oh, thank God for that. It's over.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know why anybody would have a...
No, I don't know. It's really, really stupid.
Anxiety over
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I know it's ridiculous. My head knows it's absolutely stupid, but it happens every time.
I'll tell you something I've noticed at the dentist recently, and it's a getting old thing.
You can't get up the stairs.
is that because you're sort of laying upside down, aren't you? You're actually, your feet are about a foot above your head. You're sort of that way down. By the time they're so long doing it. I mean, I was in the chair for about half hour, 40 minutes.
Jesus.
When they.
What, today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
I know, they've got plenty to do in there, haven't they?
What's going on in there?
And when you lift up, I go lightheaded. Yeah. I never used to get that. It must be a getting old thing, unless my blood pressures have. Not right, but
I need to come round with my blood pressure machine.
But I have my blood pressure done quite regularly. Mm. I mean, asthma checks and that, so it must be just, you know. I suppose if I was to do a headstand, I could now, but
you'd pass out.
I probably would.
Cholesterol's another one for old people.
Should we do it live?
Yeah, live headstand from Dave. Cholesterol's another one for old people, isn't it? Oh, got to look. What's your cholesterol? Yeah. Cut down on butter and cheese.
Oh, I'll take statins for that.
What's that mean?
It's a pill you take every day to keep your cholesterol low.
Do you spend all of your waking moments watching reality TV? Well, you're in good company. I'm Will.
And I'm Marissa. And we're the hosts of Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails, a new weekly podcast that covers the ever so entertaining and cringy world of reality television.
Each week, we'll be raising our glasses and diving into the latest drama and chaos from our favorite reality TV shows.
From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor, we've got all your reality favorites covered.
So grab a drink and join us as we clink our glasses to the hilarious and delightful train wrecks of reality TV.
Subscribe now to Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails on your favorite podcast platform.
And then you have a big cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to do a draw now.
I've had enough of this.
Right, the first one I've picked out.
The second bout of quarterfinals.
The first film to be selected is This Boy's Life, which beat Sleeping with the Enemy 3-0, Unforgiven 3-0.
Wow.
I'll put This Boy's Life 3-0, but that got to be right, could it? And Silence of the Lambs 3-0. So it's 9-0. Wow. A 9-0-er.
It's been a dark horse, isn't it?
It's like the giant cup giant killer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I put a film on our Facebook page the other day of a picture of them as kids, like Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio as kids, and then 10 years later and then 10 years later again. Yeah,
two relationship
3 years. It's a good film.
Let's see what it's up against.
Jurassic Park,
which they just struggled to get through. It's beat Dumb and Dumber 2-1, Big Lebowski 3-0, and Goodfellas 2-1. Oh. But it's come up against Goodfellas, which is a really good film. That could have gone either way. I think I've voted for Goodfellas.
Well, I showed you my new water bottle, didn't I, Pauline?
It's very sad.
Why is it sad?
No, Bobby, if it's what you're into.
Yeah, the Jurassic Park logo on it. I've told Mum not to put in the dishwasher because the logo needs to stay on it.
That's another T-shirt I found today. The Jurassic Park.
I bought you?
Yeah. I've been sorting out I can't get my T-shirts in my cupboard anymore because there's too many. I've had to put them other
places. It's like Jenga.
Yeah, so I've gone there and I found T-shirts I forgot I had.
Bloody
unbelievable. Hell. I had to throw one away, which is a bit too risque to wear anymore. I'm not going to say what it is.
You have to say that. I mean, have you ever worn it? Because I know what it is. Have you ever worn it?
Not out.
In the house, you have.
God, I've worn it
in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't wear it out.
There are some worse ones, though, to be fair. Go on.
Should I say what it is?
You say what it is.
I didn't buy it. Someone bought it for me.
Yeah, but he has worn it in the house. He would never wear it out. It is.
You know the Mr. Men books?
Yeah.
Was it you bought it for me? Someone.
It's got Michael written all over it. I'll tell you what it was.
Is it rude?
It came up on bad taste. Yeah, it came up on Facebook, and this, what Dave's going to say, isn't the worst one. There were some really bad ones, and I think I showed you, or you showed me, Dave, and I was like, oh my God, and we found it so funny that we ordered one just as a joke for Dave, and that was it.
I didn't know about it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But we did the lowest one out of all of it. Oh, the ice cream van's back.
It's always waiting for us to do
this. He just goes round the block, doesn't he? Go on, Dave.
You know, you get like Mr. Strong and Mr. Happy. Yeah. This was Mr. Hitler. And it had a picture of like Mr. Man, but he was Hitler with the moustache and the and the old.
Because it's I thought the joke, you know, because it's a kids thing and it's funny. But there, I mean, if you Google it, there are a lot worse ones. I mean, there's I'm not even going to say it, but there are some really bad ones. That was just Mr. Hitler, and it was just a green bloke with the tash and put his hand up.
For the record, I was shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure
he wore it once.
They loved it.
Yeah, when he went on the march. But yeah, go on then, Dave. You threw one away, but you've still got tons there.
I found me Get to the Chopper t-shirt.
Get to the Chopper!
I found about 3 Beatles ones I've forgotten all about.
Where were they all hiding? In the
They were all at the bottom, and the other ones...
He's wearing the same four,
go round and round. yeah. Yeah, there were some good ones there, actually. There's a one I've got with a guitar player on it, and it's got a name. I forget the name now. And this bloke, I can't find. It must be just like from a book or a film or something, because I couldn't find him anywhere. But yeah, it's a good T-shirt as well.
Well, you should have mentioned it on the podcast. Maybe people knew.
I got blisters on my fingers.
I got blisters on my fingers.
I've got blisters on my fingers.
You don't know what that's from?
No. From the Beatles' White Album, there's a song called Helter Skelter. Okay? And it goes on, and it's a real heavy number. Not like, you wouldn't think it was the Beatles, I don't think, if you'd never heard it. But anyway, it goes on, I really like it. It goes on, but then it fades away and comes back. It doesn't on the mono one, but it does on the stereo one. And he goes, it's coming back, comes back, and it goes on and on and on, and then Ringo Starr shouts out, I got blisters on my fingers, and then it ends. But I've got blisters on my fingers T-shirt.
Oh, that sounds quite a lot. My Carried a Watermelon T-shirt.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah. It's a quote. But you did a big huff when Dave said about the Beatles.
I mean,
we've had this conversation before, but just for the listeners, you're getting a bit sick of it, aren't you? And explain why.
Well, I don't want to keep mentioning my son.
I think his name's Lewis, isn't it?
Well, you see more of you. Well, you see.
What has he recently bought him?
Come on.
He's bought a record player.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, no, well,
His great nephew. His great uncle was influenced.
Well,
him.
I think. Do you know what?
Well, you're not great. You're average, though.
He is you when you were that age. Like, I could just imagine that was
He's got a tash and a coma. Is he doing a diary?
Oh, I never know. I'd ask him. It's just all this music.
But yeah, he had one album, didn't he? Off the Wall.
Off the Wall.
So for his birthday, we both bought him an album.
He was so chuffed with that. Yeah. He was really chuffed.
What did you get him, Bob?
I got him Thriller.
I got him Abbey Road.
Two classics.
Two brilliant ones.
I mean, they are two good albums.
No, don't do that. I've been hearing that.
I mean, they're two great albums. Mine actually says on the front of it, Thriller, it says the greatest out, you know, the biggest selling album of all time. So, you know, you can't really argue with that, can you? I mean, it is.
No, I think Abbey Road's the best album of all time.
What's that?
I think Abbey Road is the best album of all time, in my humble opinion.
I'm going to shock you now, and I don't think that I've listened to a Beatles album all the way through.
Well, you wouldn't now. These days of Spotify,
that's what I mean.
You don't, do you?
I just shuffle all, maybe. Oh, he's back.
He's getting closer.
Yeah, he is.
But talking about...
He's in sensor range.
I want to turn his mic down.
Thriller, when you gave him the album, Thriller.
All right, thank you.
99, please, and a Whitby.
You were teaching him to moonwalk, weren't you?
Oh, well, there is a video of it, yeah. I mean, I can only do it on, you know, kitchen tiles or laminate with my socks on, but yeah, it's not easy, is it?
It's really not easy. And I was quite surprised you've actually, you can't really do it, but you're not far off.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, That Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
What do you mean he can't do it?
What do you mean?
We're talking about how to do it. He can do it.
What's wrong with my moonwalking?
Nothing. That's what I'm just saying.
I'd had a few drinks as well.
Yeah.
MJ, what Walls was it? Summer Walls, when he first did the moonwalk. He hadn't had been a curry and 40 ton of beer. Had he? A couple of cobras.
We've done a lot of drinking, please.
Yeah,
oh, God. For your birthday then. For everyone's birthday except yours, Jill.
When is your birthday?
Yeah,
well, I'm not here at the weekend, but after that, my birthday's Monday.
Monday.
Oh, not going out on a Monday again.
Boring day. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, that messed me up. When we went out for Mike's birthday on that Monday, it messed me up.
For a
good few weeks, it messed me up. Wait. I was just out of kilter.
I was late for work the following morning.
and he don't even work. No, midweek drinking is not good for you. Definitely not.
It was a good night, though.
Oh, it was a good night. Yeah. I paid for it later on.
Unexpectedly good night, really.
Yeah. But it's the ones like that, the best, isn't it, when you don't know.
Yeah, when you put loads of plant in, sometimes it can be rubbish, like weddings and stuff.
So we'll be going out for your birthday till into September.
When it's my birthday.
When you come back.
Yeah, we're going away.
Oh, yeah, you're going away.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Friday
this,
isn't
it?
It's right, let's talk about these
Everyone
films.
Get your calendars out.
How good is Jurassic Park, Bob?
Well, as I've said many, many times before, Jurassic Park to me isn't, and I was thinking about this the other day, Jurassic Park isn't a film that lasts an hour and a half.
Whatever it is.
It isn't a film that lasts an hour and 40 minutes. Do you know how long it lasts?
What do you mean?
Do you know how long it's lasted? 25 years. That's how long it's lasted. Until I'm 38. That's how long it's lasted. It's still going strong. I can still watch it now. I'm still buying things with a logo on. I went into Rochester High Street. There's this little shop there. It's really nice. A lady in there with her dad. Young girl, and I was walking around and I was picking up like turtles figures and things that were in there, and
wrestling
that.
Dolls,
But that's no, they don't do wrestling stuff. Oh, yeah, they did actually. And I picked up the bottle with the Jurassic Park thing on it. I thought, oh, I need a new bottle, I'm gonna get this. And
which I did actually like, I was only joking.
It's really slick,
yeah,
black,
it's nice
with the logo on it. On the back of it, it's got 85 million years in the making, which is, true. So she said, I took it up to the counter and she said, oh, if you like Jurassic Park, we've got Monopoly Jurassic Park. Now, I hate anything to do with Monopoly, Harry Potter, Monopoly, all these stupid things.
I don't know why they bring out these other Monopolies.
Why do they?
There's a Dolly Jamlet Monopoly.
Well, that's why. Why?
Oh, I can't believe you haven't got that.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
That's
true.
No, it's got Summer Avenue on it.
What,
that's where my old house. I'm never going to play it.
It's just there. Oh, but this is why they do it. But wait. Which I always thought they were rubbish until she said, have a look at this. And she pressed the button and it played the tune. I was over my fiance, Vicky, she was over the other side and I looked over and I was like, I looked over at her and I revealed my eyes to her and she was like
Chad.
Oh, God. But it's not.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't. I was tempted, but again,
it'd be up in the loft by now. Just, never seen again.
And the batteries would die because I play the tune every 5 seconds.
I can imagine it
was like you don't.
Just play the tune on YouTube on your phone.
What I liked about it is it's not really Monopoly, really. It's just the T-Rex is, instead of going to jail, you get the T-Rex is on the path with you. So as you go around, if you land on the same one as the T-Rex, you get eaten or whatever. You get into, and you build barriers so the T-Rex can't get you.
I'm surprised you didn't get it.
I was very, very tempted.
How much was it?
It didn't have a price on it.
$44.99.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I was going to get the bottle anyway. That's all it was. But they had turtle figures in there as well.
What, turtle figures in the bottle?
Yeah. But that's how long Jurassic Park has lasted in my world.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah,
it's because it's timeless. It's ridiculous. It's funny in places. It's far fetched. And I'd even get excited now when I see a picture of Sam Neill and, you know, the new cast getting together for the new film. Like, they can make a million of them. You know, forget Fast and Furious 9. I want Jurassic Park 48.
No, the first one's the best one.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, you can't. I don't mean you can go, you know, past the first one.
They gradually deteriorate, don't they?
Yeah.
But then they re-inject it, like Jurassic World, you know, it gives it that little boost and they update the rides and all that kind of stuff. And it is just one of those films that is not, to me, it's not a film. It's
to you.
To me.
Believe it or not.
It's part of me. It's weird. Like, if I was to get a tattoo, I could quite easily get Jurassic Park tattoo.
Well, yeah.
Easy.
Why don't you then?
Because I'm not a fucking idiot.
What?
Okay, no, man,
no, but
this is Michael. No, come in.
No, but
you can have it somewhere no one can see it.
What? Where?
On your chin.
Because I got a beard, listeners. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know. Top of your leg. Like,
yeah, but why would I get it so no one can see it? If I could see...
Yeah, that is a bit pointless. These people
like
who get
tattoos
of their family, the kids on their back.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Just in case you can't remember their names. I've got to fill in this form. Have you got a mirror? I never understood that either. It's like,
well, I've got look.
Yeah, I know, but why? She's got Lewis on her wrist.
Yeah,
he's there. I mean, even if, you know...
I did do this, like, 15 years ago.
Well, you actually did it.
Was it in prison?
Probably longer than 15 years ago, actually. Yeah.
What we
longer.
Should say, Pauline, is when we went out for that Michael's birthday drink on the Monday, there was another couple there, weren't there? We didn't know previously.
Yeah, I liked them.
And he thought you and Lewis were a couple.
I know, but...
A couple of losers.
Is that bad for him or good for me? If he's, like, only young and I'm old.
No, that's... Good for you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know, bad for Lewis, definitely.
They must have thought, bloody hell, what's he doing with that old bird?
Yeah, that's
but
a shame.
But what I was going to say is, believe it or not, I watched Jurassic Park last night.
You didn't?
Yeah, I
did. Well, the first one. Yeah, the original.
Don't tell me the ending.
And when...
Not for this.
It must be the only film Samuel Jackson's not in.
He isn't.
Oh, no, surely not. Hold on
to your butts.
That's another one off my list.
It's probably the
only he ruined A Hard Day's Night, was he?
It's probably the only film he's in where he doesn't say, motherfucker. I mean, definitely.
Mm.
But, so when was the last time
he smokes a lot in it, didn't he? He smokes a lot.
Yeah, he's always smoking, He gets his arm chopped off, doesn't he, by the raptor.
See?
Yeah. She goes down to do the, pump the thing.
I hope his fag was in his other arm. And
yeah, there's a fire risk. And his arm falls on her shoulder and she goes, oh, thank God it's you, and turns around, it's just an arm.
Oh, okay.
And then the raptor appears and all that, yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel, yeah. Hey. So when did you watch it before, Pauline? What's the gap?
I reckon I've watched it every few months.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Because it's on my Virgin thing and if I'm, like, nothing to do or... You know, it's just one of them where you whack it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Whack it on.
It's there with me dirty dancing and me...
I wonder what she was going to say there. It's there with me dirty videos. do you ever notice the hand that grabs the raptor tail in the kitchen?
No.
Oh, it's a slight
what
mistake.
Hand?
There's a... When the door...
Oh, yeah, I'll see that.
The two raptors are standing in the doorway and you see a hand... obviously
when they're in the kitchen bit and they're down on the floor.
No. Literally, the door's opened. Literally, and from the far side of the kitchen, you're looking at the door and they're just there.
Yeah.
They're just there. You can't see the kids, I don't think. But you just literally, you just see a hand come out and pull the tail down.
No, I never noticed that. Oh, I'm going to look out for that.
Yeah, it took me a while to see it, but it's there. It's definitely there, yeah. But that's because I've seen it so many times. It's just one of them things where I'm always searching for, like, these little nuggets. There's another bit as well. You know where Timmy is on the electric fence and he counts 1, 2. When it pans up and Timmy is at the top of the thing, which he can climb through, by the way. The gap is so small he could just climb through it. You can see the edge of the fence. It clearly isn't.
This film's deeply flawed.
It clearly isn't a fence that
this
goes all the way.
This film's a pile of shit.
and it looks like they could just walk around it. Yeah. So.
Oh, I don't notice that either.
But yeah, it's just things. But
I don't want to notice things like that.
I do. I love it. I love. You know, it's so quotable as well. Like clever girl, and you know, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. I just hold on to your butts, and Dutton. We got Dutton here. Dutton. Nobody cares.
Oh no, the best bit is when they first arrive, and then they see him, and he goes, "Oh, they do move him." Packs or whatever.
Oh yeah,
he walks forward and the music builds up, and then it welcome to Jurassic Park, and then you go and then you get
I can't get me around, Bob. You've been praising this film now for the last 20 minutes, so why did you vote for Dumb and Dumber when it played
that definitely didn't happen.
Who was that, Michael?
It's gotta be, in it. One half of Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber and Even Dumber.
Yeah, Mike and the Dumb and Dumbers. it's one of them films that isn't a film anymore. It's like my little brother. It's weird. It's weird to explain.
I don't know what you mean by that. Not with this film, but films for me.
Yeah, it's like ownership or whatever. I don't know. You can watch some films as a kid, and you've watched it as a kid, so you don't really go back to it. But like you say, I could watch this every couple of months, and if it's on Sky or whatever and I'm going through the channels, I'll see where it's at and what bit it's on. And I even went to see it. They re-released it in 3D just for like the 30th anniversary or something like that. And I went to see it, and the whole thing, none of it was 3D, because obviously it's not made for 3D. The only bit was when the girl is climbing into the roof and the raptor goes for her leg. And just misses, and he kicks the ladder away. You know, they're in the roof panels. And that's the only bit.
That was it.
Yeah, because it's not made for 3D.
I don't rate 3D films.
And I was like, what?
3D films.
I saw a couple. I think I watched Gravity in 3D, which is a poor film anyway.
Oh, I saw Avatar in 3D. It's really good.
Yeah, I saw Avatar in 3D.
I liked it.
It does nothing. I don't think it adds to anything to it.
I'll tell you what does, though. The Avatar ride in Florida is out of this world.
Oh, I've heard that.
It's insanely
a lot of
good.
Have said that to me.
Yeah, literally, you're in
it's
it.
It's Animal Kingdom, isn't it?
No idea. I don't really know. It's the only time I've been. But you sit. It's like you're sitting on one of them flying things, and between your legs, it breathes.
Yeah, I'd love
to go on that. And the sides of it move, and then you're just going down, and everyone's going. It's just amazing. You're safe, and then the big red one comes, and you're going, they've nailed rides now. And obviously the lead up, they got the floating mountains, and it's amazing. It is amazing.
See, that wasn't there when I went last. It's
pretty new. I mean, it's only her mum and dad go all the time, but yeah.
Before we go on to the next one, I've got a bit of a Bob v. Pauline, if you want it.
Pauline versus Bob. We're getting very confused because Dave's just handed the bell to Pauline.
Why have I got the bell?
Why have I got the... What's going on, Dave? What's happening?
This is something totally different.
And
it's a bit adventurous, to tell the truth.
Oh, God. Oh, this is going to be rubbish.
Do you recognise this tune?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What is it?
Antiques Roadshow.
No.
Oh, no, I do.
I don't know that.
Oh, it is. It's the University Challenge.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch that. Oh.
And this is what we're doing, University Challenge.
Oh, bloody hell.
Now, you know the rules. I know you watch it every week, Paul.
I was so rubbish at University Challenge because it was so for smart people. I used to guess which person was going to answer the question. That was the quiz to me.
Now, I've had to dumb it down, obviously. You two numpties. So,
do they get University Challenge in other countries, Dave? Do you want to explain it, or are they going to get the gist?
Yeah, I'll explain the rules because you'll need the rules. University Challenge has been going since the 50s.
Has it? Really?
Yeah. And it's all the best universities in the country, you know, Imperial Oxford and Manchester University. And they're four in a team, and they're asked questions for a half an hour programme, and whoever gets the most at the end. But the thing is, they have starter questions. You get 10 points for them.
And
if you get the starter question right, like for instance, starter question, what's the first letter of the alphabet? You say A. Then you get three other questions. You get 5 points each on all the same subject. Now, to make this work, we're going to have to motor along at a bit of a pace, and I'm going to set a time where...
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Once this buzzer goes off, that's the end of the game. There's no I've started, so I'll finish. That'll be it.
So, okay. I'm sweating now.
It's not a long time, so...
Right. Oh, so we're not going to take your heart pressure, boy.
Shush your buzzer, Bob.
Why do I get that one?
No, you're winning. It should be me having that.
If I think it's close, I can't determine. The one who's behind will get it, okay?
Yeah, but you're the judge, so, yeah. You know, judge, jury, right. And executioner.
Right, Roth. Right, first question. Which swimming stroke is named after an insect?
Butterfly.
Correct, right. Your three questions are on... currency.
Do I need to do my buzzer?
No. Oh, so is this not me?
It's just
no,
me.
No. How many cents in a dime?
8.
No, 10. What is the currency in Japan?
Yen.
Correct. And Jane Austen appears on which UK banknote?
£20.
No, £10.
Oh.
Right, start a question.
Oh.
What is the highest number used in a Sudoku puzzle?
9.
Correct.
Oh, shit, I was going to say that.
Well, I didn't know, did you? No. Right, TV. Who played the Fonz in Happy Days?
Henry Winkler.
Yep. Peaky Blinders is set in which city?
Birmingham.
And finally, in Friends, who played Dr. Richard Burke?
Oh, Tom Selleck.
Correct. Right.
Oh, bloody hell. Right.
How many 10-pin skittles need knocking down for a strike?
10.
Correct. Right, Pauline, you're on numbers. In inches, how high is a table tennis net?
1 Do you watch movies, TV, or are you curious about the lives of professional baseball players or people in the entertainment industry? Then Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks is the podcast for you. Hosted by Jeff Santo, a writer-director and son of a Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player, this podcast comes out every other Thursday with extraordinary guest interviews and surprise Cracker Jack guests. It's fun, it's emotional. It's Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks.
Bloody hell. 25.
25 inches? That's over 2 foot,
ten.
You fool. No. Six. How many players in an ice hockey team?
7.
No, 6. Oh. And how many sides as a nonagon?
8.
9. Right. Which instrument can be bass, Spanish, or electric?
Guitar.
Correct. Right. Colours. Which Stephen King novel features a mouse called Mr. Jingles?
Green Mile.
Correct. What colour is 0 on a roulette wheel?
Black.
Green. And what colour is the live wire on a UK electrical plug?
Red.
Brown. Right. In the zodiac, which animal is linked with Capricorn? Oh, I think the bell got it.
Can't remember.
No, you got to say it.
I was going to say crab.
No, goat.
Oh.
The crab, no.
What is the singer Adele's surname?
Oh.
Smith.
No.
Jones.
No, Atkins.
Jones.
How many sides is a 20 pence piece?
8.
No.
Oh.
6.
No, 7. In Spain, what is the name for an afternoon nap?
Siesta.
Correct. Right, you're on movies. What was the tagline? Is this a romantic film with zombies?
Shaun of the Dead.
Yep. Which film did Tom Hanks fall in love with a mermaid?
Splash.
Oh, I like that film.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow featured in which 1939 movie?
Wizard of Oz?
Yep.
Oh.
Right. How long is there between rounds in boxing?
Oh, I don't know. 6.
Minutes. Six minutes.
6 minutes.
I don't watch boxing.
30 seconds?
1 minute.
Oh, is that all?
In which town do the Flintstones live? Yeah, Bob.
Bedrock.
Yeah. Right.
Is your bell working?
Seconds.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Who was the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. In Pauline versus Bob, who is currently in second place?
Pauline.
Yeah. And who is second in the ring in the 1992 Royal Rumble?
Million Dollar Man.
Yep, Ted DiBiase.
God, I don't think I would have known anything.
Right, in what decade was the first Carry On film released?
Oh, God.
Oh.
60s?
No.
Oh.
50s.
Correct. Right. This is about me.
Oh.
What size shoe do I wear?
Oh, 8.
9. Dave's diary is from which year?
1971.
Correct. And oh, I've lost it. True or false? I came up with the concept and the name of elimination.
True.
True. Right. In which seaside town was Fawlty Towers set?
Torquay.
Correct. USA. Which US president was born in Hawaii in 1961?
Trump.
No, Barack Obama. What is the capital of Florida?
Oh, you should know that.
Yeah, I should know that. Orlando.
Tallahassee. Oh. And which city in the USA has the biggest population?
Washington? Oh, no, it's not a state.
No, he said that.
Yeah,
no, it's New York. Right, how many legs does a lobster have?
3.
No.
3?
Eight?
No, 10.
Oh,
10. What is the capital of Spain?
See, I don't actually know.
Madrid?
Yeah,
Madrid. Yeah, Madrid, yeah. I think Barcelona.
Right, pop music. Who claimed that I'm Still Standing back in 1983?
Elton John.
Yep. Who won a Grammy in the mid-90s for his album Bombastic?
Shaggy.
Shaggy, yeah. And who was the lead singer of glam rock band T-Rex?
Oh, I don't know. Not the old.
Oh, time up.
I've started off
and I've done terrible.
Right, at the end
of the night. I'm hiding under the table.
You were brilliant at being one away.
Pauline had 45 points. Turn it off, Bob. Pauline had 45 points, but Bob is our winner with 120 points.
Oh, well done.
How long do you think that went on for?
I don't know. It's quite felt
20
quick
minutes?
To me.
20 minutes?
20 minutes? Can I get a point now?
5 minutes, 20 seconds.
Oh, that went quick.
Wow.
But now it's Bob 9.
Oh,
Pauline 5.
I Jesus. Was one away every
yeah, you
time.
Were. 7, 8. No.
Well,
9.
Well, next to the lobster, 3.
3.
I don't know.
The 3-legged lobster.
Yeah. I had a pet lobster with 3 legs, called it tripod.
I just wanted to get in there quick and think about it.
That'd be all upside it,
wouldn't it? Well done, Dave. That was good. I enjoyed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was. I like the quick fire.
Yeah, I like that.
I surprised
that.
Myself.
God, blimey.
That was. I'm sweating now. that was. Pauline versus Bob.
Right, it's time to talk about this boy's life.
Dark Horse. If ever there was one.
Oh, I love this.
Black
year.
Beauty was a dark horse. I think it's a great film.
It is a great film.
Great acted.
Well acted. It's not Robert De Niro, as you know Robert De Niro either. It's not the...
I think he's great in it. I think it's one of his better roles.
What the hell are you doing with your
phone? That's my Robert De Niro. My Parker, I'm watching you.
Watching. He's just like...
I'll tell you a highly rated Robert De Niro film I don't like, and he got, you know.
Go on.
He's Raging Bull.
Oh.
It's a bit arty farty for
it
me.
It's too, yeah, it's too arty. And the fight scenes. The fight scene, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's too. I don't know. It just ain't. It's not a real life, is it? It's a bit, bit of a strange world.
One of the best things he did was when he turned up in Extras.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
That just cracked
yeah.
me up.
It's yeah,
just,
with a pen.
Yeah, you just don't expect him to be sitting opposite Steve Merchant. Just like,
yeah.
I've got you a meeting with Rob De Niro. Of course you have. Of course you have. And then he's sitting there and goes, oh, he's not usually late, but have you seen this? And he's got a pen. You know the pens you turn upside down
I've
with a
mate? Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, can I have this? Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. Yeah, they did well getting him in there. But yeah, this boy's life, I mean, the fact that, when we first watched it, I thought, oh, it's going to be Leo and it's going to be De Niro as you sort of know them. And it wasn't that at all. I thought I knew what I was expecting. It wasn't as dark as I thought it was going to be either. Like, this boy's life, you feel like it's going to be really hard hitting, which it was in a way.
Yeah, it definitely was.
But then you have got the kind of the heart of it as well, you know. His mate that turns out to be gay kisses him at the piano, doesn't he?
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
bit of a side plot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot of aspects to it.
I'd never even heard of it ever. That's why I was glad that I'm doing this and I've got to see it, because yeah. I love it.
I saw it years ago, but I always thought it was 80s, but obviously it weren't. And we looked it up, and there it was. And watched it again. It was just as good as I remember. Better even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of them films
that
you're
Who says that in a film? Better even. Oh, it's Fargo, isn't it? Better even.
Yeah. Kind of funny looking. It's just one of them films that is it's just got everything. Well acted, good story. I mean, I don't believe that anybody would want to live in concrete.
God, no.
Yeah. It's that small town where things, and it is a hard hitting story of this guy, you know, stepdad, you know, the horrible stepdad, but it has got that heartwarming, you know, with the mum with the gun thing. And
that's funny.
Yeah. It's just like a child.
I love the mum. She might even be one of my favourites in the film. I really like the mum.
And that's a big shout considering it is De Niro and
DiCaprio. But it was her that I really liked, and her relationship with her son.
Oh, it's well played, yeah.
And when she finally tells him, and I've said it many times, but when
you're craving that, aren't you?
Yeah, and you feel like chewing at the belly.
Go on, girl, yeah. and you got the scout uniform, and you've got the
where he impersonates him. With the lighter.
Oh no, allow me to get that. And he sees him, doesn't he? It's the dark horse.
He asks him to repeat it. Go along the car, then.
Yeah, go on.
It's really good.
Yeah, and he don't want to do it, does he? Yes, it is a great film. I mean, Leo for me is one. He's a modern great. I mean, you've got Nicholson and De Niro and Eastwood, but the next generation on, Leo is at the top of that list.
There'll have to be a series we do. Best actors, you know, top 32 actors of the last 50 years or whatever.
Well,
or do it on the same rule as. The question in the, I think I've done a quiz where, to qualify, they had to make a film in this century.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Because I think everyone will be in there.
Oh, for me, DiCaprio is, I don't think I've seen a bad performance from him. And as I said,
there's that one film he does, though, that I tell you what, I put it on and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Inception.
Yeah, where it's all dreams.
I gave up on that three times. Three times I tried to watch that film and three times I gave up.
I loved it. I got it. I understood it. I get it. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Subconscious and, you know, dream within a dream, incepting the idea into somebody's brain. Like if I said to you, a pink elephant, what are you thinking about? A pink elephant. That's we have to incept the idea that this guy, we have to go into his mind and incept into his mind that he has to destroy his dad's empire when his dad dies. That's what we have to go in. But yet they go in and then in and then, it's just brilliant.
You make it sound easy and it's really not. It's hard work film.
I don't think it is. I mean, when I first watched it, it was well confused. Like The Matrix, I suppose. But when it's...
No, I wasn't confused at all with The Matrix.
Didn't like it. No. that beat T2 in the first round. I'll never know.
Because it's a great film. It's a great film. Sorry, but it is.
Trying to tell me that's a great fucking movie?
That's a spicy meatball. It is a great film, and that's why it beat T2. But it makes you laugh, though, because what did The Matrix go out to? Where can you see down there? I can't see the list.
Matrix went out to Men in Black.
Oh, that was ridiculous. That was insane.
I like Men in Black.
That was mental. But there have been...
Not a big fan of Men in Black. I'm just not a fan at all of The Matrix. Yeah. I thought it was a bit silly.
I mean, 2 and 3...
All that when they was in the air and the slow-mo...
Yeah, but when you put it against things like... Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and Kill Bill, where people were literally flying no reason whatsoever, whereas The Matrix... They've got a reason to be able to do that. That's the difference. They're not just flying for the sake of it.
They're within. Dave's not changing his mind.
I watched it again recently.
The code of it, the action.
I didn't like it back then. I still don't like it.
The Alice in Wonderland references all the time.
Mr. Anderson.
What good is a phone call
if
you're unable to speak?
The only bits I didn't mind was the bit where they went and saw the old lady.
The Oracle.
Scene with the spoon.
The Oracle, yeah. Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try and realise the truth. What truth? There is no spoon.
Oh,
snap! Oh, damn!
And the other bit where
he's going to stir his coffee and there's no spoon.
He's got a really hot finger.
And the other scene in that big lobby with there was the slow motion of the shooting, the guns. And
yeah, the ripple.
I thought, oh, that's
yeah.
quite impressive. But apart from that,
bullet time they call
I didn't
that.
I hate it, but I didn't think.
Oh,
wow.
What did we watch him in the other day, Bob? I only came in.
I didn't watch.
Probably one of the worst films I've ever seen
not,
in my
I've
life.
I've not watched it yet. I've not watched all of it. It was on telly.
The latest Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I literally.
Oh, no.
I was curious. I put it on, and everyone just sat there in silence. Mum had just got in from work and just sat down having a cup of tea. Everyone was just sitting there in silence, some on their phone, some just chilling. And then I think Mum just went, "What is this shit?"
the acting
it
was
terrible.
Atrocious.
It was awful. And when they do that, when they have like an old 80s film or something, they bring it back or they do a remake. They did Coming to America recently, which wasn't too bad because they sort of laughed at themselves. Whereas that Bill and Ted just seemed really...
What's it actually called, this latest one? Not The Return or...
No, Save the Music or Music something, yeah.
I don't get that, because Bill and Ted, in my eyes, is the same sort of thing as Wayne's World. So, but you love
grow
Wayne's
up.
World.
What? What are you talking about? No.
To me, it's the same annoying...
I mean, yeah, I can
I'm with you there, Paul.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, but Dave, you like time travel, so you must like the original Bill and Ted's.
The first Bill and Ted, that was one of their kids for the films for the kids before we watched Air Film. And it just tolerated. It'd be like The Navigator. It was sort of like silly thing.
Yeah. But, that's a great film.
But I've watched that recently.
I have as well, yeah.
It's not as good as you remember it, is it?
Just the Beach Boys bit.
I'm a sucker for time travel, but that...
whenever you hear the number 69, it comes up in... Bingo, or it just pops into my head every time where they meet themselves, don't they? And they go, okay, so if you're us, what number am I thinking of? 69, dude. it's always.
But they still do that, do they? Like they're still 18.
Yeah. But then
they're old men.
What I don't, yeah.
And he's got the long hair, like eyes.
It was awful. It was awful. I mean, yeah. When you think about that,
it was a bad idea. I reckon he'd done it just to help the old other bloke out who ain't been in nothing since the first one. Probably, let's make another Bill and Ted. The only thing you can do. Yeah.
I don't know why they did. I mean, it had 80s written all over it, and that's when it was made. That's when it sort of had its time. Look back on that and enjoy it. Don't sort of force it down people's necks now, because young kids.
We want another Wayne's World, didn't we, Pauline?
We what?
We want another Wayne's World.
What? That's what you said.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a thing the other day where it had a big list of Jim Carrey films. They need to make The Mask 2. They need to make this 2. Third one of Dumb and Dumber. I thought, just leave it alone. Just come up with your own ideas. You know they're remaking Home Alone?
Are they? No, I don't like the idea of that.
Why?
You don't need to.
On Facebook, he had it, and I went through all the comments. It's everyone just saying, come up with an original idea. Just come up with your own idea. Just rehashing the old shit.
They made another Ghostbusters, didn't they?
Yeah,
with women. Oh,
why though?
I've never seen it.
If you want to, this is what makes me laugh. You want women to have their equal, counterparts, and they did a Ocean's 11 or 12, whatever it was, with the women.
Yeah,
well, don't, because I won't. but if you want that, I feel like we want to make a female one for females. I'm like, well. Why don't I think that's disrespecting women? That the lads did one of these, so the girls have got to do one of these. No, if you're gonna have a heist film with all women,
just make it
their own heist.
Yeah, I agree with you actually on that.
Why? Just make it their
that
original
Melissa
story.
Doudal, she ain't funny, is she?
The fat one,
yeah.
Like she was in the Ghostbusters.
Is she in Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
I like her.
I can't stand her. No.
She was in a cop thing.
She was so good in Bridesmaids.
Oh, that film was rubbish.
You're joking.
It just weren't. I was really looking forward to that film. It's so funny. It didn't make me laugh once. It was just rubbish. You could telegraph the gags. You could see him coming a mile away.
Oh, I really liked it.
Did you like it, Bob?
I never saw it.
Oh.
I won't watch it because she's in it. I won't watch anything.
Well, you really
dislike
her that much?
The only film I've watched with her in it. And it had two.
She sort of overacts, didn't she?
Yeah. This is going to sound really bad, but to me, it seems like she's whenever she's on screen, she's saying, "I'm funny, I'm funny, I'm funny,
love a bit, everyone,
I'm funny." And that's what it seemed like to me. And you can say that about Mike Myers and Jim Carrey and all that. But I just don't.
I disagree totally. I think she is funny. Was she in the Hangover film as well? One of the last ones.
I can't really remember the last one.
I'm sure she is.
But the one film I did watch her in from start to finish was Identity Theft with Jason Bateman.
Oh, she's good in that.
And I don't like either of them two, but I quite like that film.
That's a good film.
Because
yeah.
She was kind of like a middle-aged, but an older
lady. She weren't her.
Yeah, she wasn't her. And that's why.
Like Jim Carrey is not Jim Carrey in his like Truman
in
Show.
In Truman Show, yeah. But that, same as Kevin Hart. Everyone, oh, he's so funny, he's so funny. The funniest thing Kevin Hart ever did was the Jumanji remake, which is another remake they didn't need to make. Yeah. But he wasn't him. He was playing a.
I'm not so bothered about Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he gets away with it. It's just like, again, he's somebody going, "I'm funny. I'm a small black guy. I'm funny. Everyone laugh at me." It just doesn't. We interrupt this moaning for this feature.
Diary.
That's not the rest of that song either. That's not how it goes. I just added.
I know.
I know. You're going to hear that song one day and go, "What?"
Oh, no, Lewis found it.
Oh,
on
God.
YouTube.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I've heard it, but I didn't. I thought that bit was on there.
Oh, is it?
It's actually a really nice song.
It is. Yeah, it is. You right there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the date is.
20th.
Well, this one's going out on the 20th.
Oh, 20th. Oh, that's a Friday.
Yeah. I don't know what. We're running out of time, Dave. Hurry up.
All right. Friday the 20th of August. Work. At night, play Trees down Bessemer Grange School. Have early night.
Diary.
That's the most sensible diary entry ever. Really I went to work. I was on time. We played Trees.
I went to bed early.
And I went home, had my dinner.
That was while primary school, Bessemer Grange.
Bessemer Grange. Yeah. Is it still going?
Still there, but they built a lot, extended it sort of thing.
Did I dream this?
Oh, she got her hand up.
Did I dream this? I'm sure Mum's talking.
I hope I weren't there.
It might have been Dad. Oh, it might not be actually. But was there a school that you used to call Billy Byron?
Yeah, Willie. That's my secondary school. I went to William Penn.
William Penn, Billy Byron.
He founded Pennsylvania, I think. But
penicillin.
The theme, you go, "We bear the name of William Penn." That's how I remember. Oh. But, yeah, they used to call it.
I was well into that.
William Penn, they used to call it Billy Byron.
Yeah, I remember Mum saying that. The school was called Billy Byron.
There's a page on Facebook of William Penn Old Boys.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, there ain't no young ones.
No, but they called it Old Boys. People used to go there. But most of it's sort of like 70s and 80s.
Is William Penn on there?
So I do get in contact with one kid who was in my class at school.
He's still a kid?
No. Peter Russell, his name was. I remember.
So is the school still there?
Yeah. Oh, well.
They built on it.
It's changed its name a bit. It had a bit bad reputation. It got to the 80s and 90s and it wasn't what it was.
Is that because you were there?
And I think they called it something like Dulwich Academy or something like that.
Oh, hello.
And it's got all the gates and barbed wire up there.
It's a prison.
Yeah, it's not great. But getting back to Bessemer Grange, it was when there wasn't any black people around. But there's a real funny.
Be careful. No, they're all worried.
We had the first one turn up called Wilcliffe Curry, his name was. He was good. He used to go around his house and that, you know, he was just like one of the lads. But then a little while later, they had a girl turn up, the first black girl, because it was at mixed school, obviously. But the funny thing was, the school was in Green Dow, and her name was Dow Green. We thought that was hysterical. Yeah. Yeah, Dow Green in Green Dow.
Are they in the group?
No, this is William Penn. This is Bessemer Grange.
Okay, sorry.
I'll keep meaning to see if there was one for the primary school as well, but...
I ain't got around to it.
No, too busy.
Too busy? With his own podcast now?
His own bloody podcast.
Who do you think you are?
You started it, didn't you?
I've got my trailer. I've got that lined up, ready to go. And what do you think of this, Pauline? I've Obi mate round last night and we done the first episode, and all I need is 14 seconds cut out of it, because my mate, he thought his microphone packed up and he made a comment, oh, well, it's, my batteries are gone or something. So 40 seconds and he won't help me do it.
No, this is true. I don't know how to do it.
No,
that's bullshit. No, that's bullshit. Oh, right?
Just give me your version.
This is my version. Dave, he needs 14 seconds deleted, edited out of that episode.
Yeah.
Because he's going to edit his. We don't edit ours.
Well, yeah, only because it's like Paulie falling off a chair now. You'd edit that out.
No, I definitely wouldn't. I would only keep that. But if he's like, oh, 5 minutes, you could come in, do it, delete it.
He could.
Yeah. And I'll be doing it. I'll be editing his show for the rest of my life. And I'm not doing it. I do enough for this elimination. I'm not getting involved. You go on YouTube, do a tutorial on what
editing
software.
But why don't you just show him how to do this?
Because I don't.
They don't know how to do it.
I don't use that software. He uses a different software. I'm not. I've already learned one. I don't need to learn another one.
I think that's
no. No.
14 seconds. That's all I need.
No. But if I do it, I'll be editing it forever.
See, I didn't know how to use the old
Rodecaster Pro.
But then he showed me, and after a little while, I got the hang of it, and I don't need him anymore. I can do it myself.
I've been sidelined.
But if you show me the other thing,
I don't use that software. I don't know. I would have to learn how to use it and then show you how to use it.
What's wrong with that? It's your
because
dad.
It's not my show. It's not my show.
Oh, you gave him a roof.
No.
Yeah.
He gave me a roof.
It's not your roof that you live under, it.
He gave me the roof, not the house.
I'll give you 14 seconds of his life.
No, because I make a stand, because he'll go, oh, just come over here and I just need that little bit taken out.
No,
and then we'll get our own place and I'll be living somewhere else. He'll be like, oh, I just need you to come round and do it. No, you can learn
not
it.
Not if you
the
show me how to do it now.
I don't know how to do it.
That's out of order.
No, I'm not having this. I'm in the right here.
So I've got an hour and 25 minute episode. I can't use it.
What?
Unless I put it out. With this bit where he's talking about his microphone.
So for you, looking on YouTube at tutorial and doing it yourself is not an option.
No, because they...
That's what I did. I had to do that.
I tell you what they do show you. They show you how to take out a five-minute segment from 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want from 1 hour, 18 minutes and 4 seconds to 1 minute... up to 18 seconds, 14 seconds.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It is...
I'll show you through this. You see, like, we go from 5 to 10, but when you go, this is getting a bit silly now, but it's not as easy when you've got to take a little slice
out. No, it's not. I don't know how to do it.
You do know how to do it.
I don't know.
Because we had a little play, you told me roughly what you had to do, and you've done it. Yeah, and you're bang out of order.
By clicking.
Bang out of order, my son.
You are.
Bang out. No, I'm not having it. No, I'm not having it.
Kick him out.
I do enough for this elimination podcast. All the artwork that's online, all the uploading, all the deets and all that, all the tunes, all the Sean Lock
stuff.
You're
the producer.
I am the producer of this show. I'm not the producer of your life.
I'll be the producer of my show once I get established and know how to use the equipment.
But do the same that I did. Teach yourself, learn how to do it.
You're more computer literate than I am.
I can spell IT. That's the difference between us. If it wasn't a Rodecaster Pro, I would have to learn how to use it to show you. I'm not doing that because I've already got too much information in my bloody little head.
You would have a Rodecaster Pro if it weren't for me.
Oh, here we go.
He would, wouldn't he?
Here we true, go. Though, here we go.
Just a little payback, that's all.
And
Rodecaster Pro. Oh, God. Well, we're going to go and argue this to the sun, to the cows come home.
To the what comes home?
The sun cows.
The sun cows.
They're like cows, but better.
I'm ready to vote.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I was just about to do the song.
Forgot we haven't voted. My vote is for 1,000% for Jurassic Park. And if he goes any other way, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm voting for This Boy's Life.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Just do...
I'm really... I'm going to go Jurassic Park, but I'm really sad to do that at the same time because I absolutely love this boy's life.
It's a great film.
It's such a great film,
but it's not special. It doesn't have that special little thing. You can be sad, but that's the right
choice. Jurassic Park, I really love.
There you go. I am over the moon.
That's really sad. That is.
And we're not going to end on a song. I'm just going to sing the theme tune to Jurassic Park.
Oh. Pauline, do a better version of that.
No, I have got a song. This is
what we got, Robert.
This is Cancel the Transmission.
You ripped it up, Dave.
Rip it up, Dave.
Rip it up. Oh, that's sad. That's such a good film.
I'm glad.
I need a drink now.
Because you've seen it now, because of this,
yeah,
it's introduced it to your life, exactly. So you can spread the word of it. This is Cancel the Transmission, and I've just got to turn that up. Cancel the Transmission, with Light Up the Night. I really like this song, and it's my sort of vibe, a little bit of rock, but not too much. And it's on the album Live It Up, which...
Live It Up, Mental as Anything. That's a good song, that.
It is, but it's not this one. No. Okay. So, take care, everyone, and see you later.
See you later.
Just rockin'.